This year's marquee political race signals some big shifts for Arkansas. Pundits say it's likely Republican Congressman John Bozeman will topple incumbent U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln on Tuesday. From Little Rock, Kelly McNeil spoke to the candidates by phone as they crisscrossed the state in their last-minute campaign rush.
The big issue in this Senate race, like many races around the country, isn't the sexiest. It isn't foreign wars or education policy or abortion. It's money, what the federal government is spending and whether or not it should. Listen to the way Lincoln contrasts herself with Bozeman on support of Arkansas farmers.
He talks a big game about agriculture, but push comes to shove, he's not there voting for the disaster assistance or the things that, you know, that they really need.
In other words, she's daring Bozeman to put the money where his mouth is. Bozeman, meanwhile, says those dollars, whether they go to farmers, health clinics, or elsewhere, are often not a good expenditure.
Senator Lincoln and I just disagree on the basic concept of what's the right approach. I don't believe that you can tax and spend and borrow your way to prosperity, and that's what's come out of the administration, and Senator Lincoln has supported that 95% of the time.
Lincoln says she wants to balance the budget and helped do so during the Clinton administration, but she's also reminding Arkansas voters that she has a record of bringing home the bacon. She routinely recites lists of local projects that were enabled by federal dollars.
You know, I think people are appreciative of that. These are dollars and projects that have been on the books for a long time, and these are dollars that would have been spent in other states had we not worked hard, and as a delegation, if I hadn't worked hard with Senator Pryor to get those dollars in here.
But if residents are appreciative, it's not showing up in polls. Bozeman says clout of the kind Lincoln has accumulated in Washington is useless unless it's deployed in the right direction.
The reality is that the health care bill is a very, very bad law. The budgets that have been passed have tremendously increased the deficit. And again, those things, regardless, they're still bad bills, and the people of Arkansas have rejected it.
Lincoln did vote for the federal stimulus and health care overhaul, but she's tried to distance herself from the Obama administration in this race.
I think Arkansans are independent-minded, and I think I know I'm independent-minded. I'm probably the most independent voice in Washington right now, and I'm going to challenge whether it's the administration or the Democratic caucus or the Republican caucus if they're trying to do something that's not good for Arkansas.
Lincoln is also trying to turn the focus away from her onto Bozeman and what he may do if he wins the Senate seat.
You know, there's big differences in the choices that are there, and these differences matter. My opponent wants to put a 23% sales tax on everything you buy, from your house and cars to washing powder and your bread and milk.
She's referring to the fair tax, which would replace the current income tax. Lincoln says it would hurt the working class disproportionately. Bozeman says it could do away with the IRS, though he won't commit to sponsoring any particular proposal.
But the system that we have right now is very unfair, and it's very complex.
Bozeman was criticized by one columnist recently for adhering too closely to the Republican line, whatever it may be. Bozeman says that's not really accurate.
I've disagreed in a number of different issues. President Bush, I disagreed very much with his stance on illegal immigration. I'm very much against amnesty, very much for trade with Cuba. That would be great for the state.
The most recent poll by the University of Arkansas shows Bozeman with a wide lead over Lincoln. Nonetheless, Lincoln insists that things are tightening up and that she can win the Senate seat once again on Tuesday.
Kelly McNeil of KUAR in Little Rock with that report.